Time for yearly maintenance renewals on a couple of items. These deal with the AS400 machine. Just a quick refresher, AS400 is our mainframe that houses the main software we use for the taxing data. So the treasurer's office heavily uses it, clerk's office heavily uses it, some of the other departments use it. Some, not as much as they used to, but the whole county basically uses it. So there's two things here. I'll start with the first one, the one from Huber & Associates. It's $4,436.57 is a yearly maintenance contract renewal. So this is actually through Huber, but it's for IBM. Last year, I looked it up, what we paid last year was actually $119.29 more than what they're asking this year. So it's gone down a little, which is actually odd because it usually just goes up based on the age of the machine. Anyway, traditionally, the commissioners pay for this out of general operating because it covers a host of different departments. This is something that we definitely need to continue. He's an ex-coworker. Where he works now, they have an AS400. They do not carry an agreement like this. They have had an issue where a four-hour phone call cost them $3,600. So this is $4,400. So this is definitely worth keeping. If we have an issue, it could potentially save us thousands of dollars. So, yes, sir.
How often have you used it?
We don't use it a whole lot, but I think it was 5 years ago, actually on my birthday, the AS400 crashed, and I spent 22 hours up here working with IBM getting that restored. That incident alone would have cost us, based off of that, at least $10,000. If we didn't have this kind of agreement. Yes, sir.
But that would offset you having to come in and spend that much time?
Well, having this agreement?
Yes.
Well, I still have to come up and do stuff with them, but for instance.
My point is, do you still have to do as much service yourself?
Well, what I do on it, thankfully that machine pretty much just takes care of itself. We don't have to do a lot other than the day-to-day, change up the backup stuff, and then the users that use it. What this covers is, I've had multiple times where an IBM person just shows up with a hard drive and says, your machine phoned home that you had a hard drive problem, we're here to replace the hard drive. Well, that's awesome, because it didn't even hardly notify me. It calls IBM. It calls home, so to speak. And then they know there's an issue, they show up with the part and just take care of it, and it's awesome. I've had that happen actually a few times. Yes, sir.
That's happened more than once?
Yes. Because hard drives die. They just do. And the previous AS400 that we had for, I think, 10 years or more. And over 10 years, because they've got multiple hard drives in there. And that's the part that always fails. It's kind of like, your car is going to break. Just it's a matter of when, not if. Same with computers. So I recommend that we keep this, and it's not built into my budget. The commissioners have traditionally done it out of general operating because it's everybody. So I'm asking for the commissioners to re-up that. The second piece is RVI. So we have a special piece of software called RVI on the AS400 that we use to scan in all of our accounts receivable stuff. The registered deeds has some stuff scanned in it. There's old jail records that are still scanned in it, and that is this software as well for this $4,500. This $4,500, they have not changed that price actually since I've been department head. I don't know what Ken paid before I was department head, but that price has stayed the same.
Is this the same one that all of the commissioners' records are scanned in?
Yeah,
they do what?
All the commissioners' minutes are scanned into this
RVI software. And so if there's issues, like we've had on a couple of occasions, we've had to where the database had an issue, RVI came in and they fixed that for us. Because what this RVI piece does is whenever you scan in a file, let's say your minutes from last week, when those get scanned in, yes, that creates a file out there, but you need some kind of a software to track all those. So basically, it's kind of like the index they used to have in libraries. You had all those books, but you had an index that told you what was where. This is kind of like that index, is what this software does. So, again, multiple departments, the commissioners, the register deeds.
The county's all scanned into it, all the records.
Right.
All the invoices are scanned into it.
Correct. So, again, if the maintenance for this traditionally has been coming out of general operating because it covers all these departments. So these are the two things I'm asking the commissioners to renew for this year.
I don't have a problem with something we do every year.
Any problem? If somebody has it, so this kind of eliminates any question. If somebody questions the authenticity of something, or if it's...
Well,
are we legally okay then?
Yeah, legally okay, because we're keeping copies of all these new documents computerized. Okay. And this is the software that takes care of that.
It'll take care of all that.
Yes, and then also, not only that, but it gets us phone support if there's an issue. We can call them up and they'll help us with whatever incident. It's all covered under this amount.
Okay.
So it's not going to cost us any extra to get help.
Never had any trouble with it then.
No, just a few things. It also covers when they come out with new versions. It covers the cost of upgrading to the new version as well.
So. Good. I'm finished. I'm good.
Any motion on that?
Motion.
Second.
Call for vote.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McManus?
Yes.
Okay. And then I had one other quick thing. I had a department ask me last week. They were wanting to know about creating just an informational Facebook page, specifically for the appraiser's office, and she was wanting to put some information only on there. I have the commenting turned off so people can't comment on posts and things. Got to looking through the handbook and stuff. We do not have an official policy about departmental use of Facebook. So I was kind of wanting to know what your guys' opinion is. Are you okay with them creating just an informational only page? Would you rather have them just put all that information on the website and not use Facebook? And what's your guys' opinion? I just kind of wanted to know.
Wouldn't you rather have it on your informational page?
On the website?
Yes. That's where I would lean to.
Then you
the website, one area.
And you wouldn't have anybody trying to tinker around with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was just going to ping you guys, see what your opinion was.
That's my thought. I don't know.
Okay.
What's yours?
Well, if you have it in the one location, just under our webpage, that's one avenue of it getting messed with, so to speak. Facebook, as you guys know, gets hacked all the time.
Yep.
People take over people's pages, and then they start changing stuff.
Changing things.
Whatever. So that reduces one more avenue of an attack, so to speak. So my opinion, just put it on the webpage. But that's what they asked, so I said, well, I don't know. So I'd talk to you guys. Okay, that's all I needed.
I'm good.
All righty, thank you.
Just keep with the webpage.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Dan.